Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're finishing up Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're up to here in the Mishnah Berurah, Se'if Yud Dalid. The Mechaber said that Parshas Amalek was the paradigm for reading nine psukim, that if one read nine psukim, then b'di'eved, that would count. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Yud Dalet. Why is it that nine is sufficient? Parshas Amalek, the kula ina ela tisha psukim. Parshas Amalek is only nine psukim. B'chema da hasam korin lechatchila tisha. Since in that case, on Purim lechatchila, we read nine psukim. B'shar yamim yotzim akoponim b'di'eved b'tisha. So therefore, on other days, one would be yotzi b'di'eved if he reads nine. V'lo bo'ina nasara rak lemitzvah lechatchila. You need ten only as a lechatchila. U'bever hagra v'chein b'shuvas panim iros cholkim al zeh. The gra and the panim iros, they disagree with this. They say that 10 is not just a lechatchila, but rather that it is an absolute requirement. If one read fewer than 10 psukim, he would make a new bracha in order to fill in the rest. Even according to the more lenient opinion, so even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that if one read only 9 psukim, it's best to read more, but without a bracha. Tesvav, pachos mitisha, if they read less than, fewer than 9 psukim, have to go back and read more. Hainu shekaru kol echad shlosh psukim. The case is where every ola reads 3 psukim. Ela shebesach hakol, but in total, lo hayaki im shmona psukim. There were only 8. Well, how is that possible? If each one read 3, how do you only get a total of 8? Kigon, shehashlishi kara pasuk echad mehasheni shelefanov. The third ola repeated a pasuk that the second ola already did. Nonetheless, you're not yotze. Even though each one read 3, nonetheless, you're not yotze. The im ashlishi lo kara ki im shnei psukim. If the case were that the third ola read only 2 psukim, kvar shmeinim beresh hasif de lo yotze. That we already learned that you're not yotze because the aliyah doesn't count if he only read 2 psukim. So it must be that each ola reads 3 psukim, but one of them repeated a pasuk that was already read. There are those who say that in this case where each one reads 3 and there's a repetition, you're yotze b'di'evet, kivon shakol. Since at the end of the day, each ola read 3 psukim. Tezayin, tzrichim lachzor velikros, rotzalomar oso shakar shlo kahogen. The one who repeated a pasuk, he needs to go back and read more of it. Tevas tzrichim, even though tzrichim is written in the plural, lashon rabim, lav bedavkahu. It is not literal. What should he read? So he should read 3 psukim from where he left off. That's what he should do there, Chachaim says in footnote 22. Adkan for Se'if Dalit. Let's go on now to Sifim Hey and Vav. We're going to talk about an incomplete reading of Parshas Para, and also what to do if an Ola repeats a previous Aliyah. Says the Mechaber in Se'if Hey. Im Kara Parshas Para, Pasak Bivalager Hagar B'socham, V'gal Al Sefer Torah. If one read Parshas Para, but he stopped too early, he stopped at the Pasuk V'lager Hagar B'socham, and then he closed up the Sefer Torah, Chozer U'poseach U'maskel Merosh HaParsha, Ad Titmo Ad Arev U'mevarich Lefaneh Olachareha. So he goes back, he opens up the Sefer Torah again, he repeats, he starts again from the beginning of Parshas Para, he goes all the way until Titmo Ad Arev, where he should have gone to begin with, and he makes a new Bracha Rishona and Achrona. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Zayin, V'gol al Sefer Torah, V'har B'achronim Hiskimu, V'gol al Lav Davka. This doesn't mean only that he closed up the Sefer Torah. Again, it's not literal. The real koveya, the real deciding factor, is whether he made the final bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu Torah SMS. Vimlo beirach, but if he didn't make that bracha achrona, afla pisha galala Sefer Torah, even though he closed up the Sefer Torah, choser v'korei es hamosar below bracha lifaneha. If he did not yet make the bracha achrona, even if he did close up the Sefer Torah, he should reopen it and read the rest without a new bracha. Yudches mirosh haparsha. He has to go back to the beginning of the parsha. V'hadalo sagi shiyascha mimakom shapasak mitchila. Why is it not sufficient to just continue from where he left off? The chivon shelo kara mitchila keseder shetiknu chachamim. Since to begin with, he didn't follow the order that the chachamim said. He didn't read the whole parsha. Ein kan kriya. So therefore, this kriya, the kriya that he did, is nothing. It doesn't register. However, if he read the entire parsha, but he just skipped one pasuk, so then the achronim agree that he doesn't have to go back and fill it back in. Because the pasuk that was missed will be read when parshas chukas is read during the year. Just as we said earlier, with respect to the readings for Yontif. This is all if he skipped one of the psukim that is not part of the essence of the obligation for the day. What is the chovas hayom? The hainu ad velager hagar besocha. From the beginning of the parasha until velager hagar besocha. Avalim dilei me'ikar chovas hayom. If he skipped one of the psukim that is the main obligation of the day, so then hiskim be Eli Rabba the Choser. So then the Eli Rabba says that he needs to go back. Just as we said with respect to the maftir for a moed, that if you skip one of the psukim, that's part of the essence of the day, that's part of the essential part of the reading, so then you gotta go back. Continues the Mechaber in Se'if Vav. Akore batura rishon. V'kara hasheni mashakara harishon. So an Ola gets up, he reads, and then the second Ola gets up and repeats what the first Ola did. Im hosif ha-mashakara harishon shlosh psukim. If the second Ola adds three psukim, o afilu shnayim b'makom dolo asher, or even two in a case where he couldn't have added more, o so sheni Ola min aminyin. So then the second Ola does count towards the count of Aliyos. Ve'im lav, however, if he did not add three psukim, or two when three is not possible, so then eno ole min haminin. Then his aliyah does not count. Chutz, the one exception is mipare hachag, mishum delo efsher, except for the case of maftir on a sukkis, where it's impossible to add. So says the Mishnah Bura in Se'iv Yudtes, harishon v'davka diyevet. This is all talking about after the fact. Aval chatchila ein kedai sheyikra lemafreya me'apsukim hakodmim afilu im yirtza lahusef alein kama. So the chatchila, the one ola does not repeat what a previous ola did, even if he's going to add to it. Ach yesh noag in parashas bechukosai. However, there is a minig when it comes to bechukosai. Koren la ola tochacha shlosh psukim kedei lahaske kodem kedei lahaske bedavr tov. If they're going to call up an ola for the tochacha, so he would repeat, and the way that they broke up the aliyos was that they were up to the tochacha, so all of the psukim prior to the tochacha have already been read. So then the ola who was called up for the tochacha would repeat the three psukim prior to the tochacha. So that way you begin the aliyah with on a positive note. Avshak var kara hashlishi osan psukim, even though the third ola already read those psukim. Shlosh psukim. Mishnah Berurah Chaf b'Makom she'efsher. That's talking about when it's possible. O afilu shnayim haynu shahusif shnei psukim al pasuk echad shakara mimash lefanav. Meaning he repeated one of the psukim that was already read, and then he added another two psukim. Chmosha anu noagin berosh chodesh. That's what we do on Rosh Chodesh. She'alevi maschil pasuk shakara hakohen. The Levi repeats the final pasuk that the kohen read. Veino mosif rak shnei psukim. And then he adds another two. Because the division of the aliyos is impossible otherwise. So therefore, we suffice with repeating one pasuk and then adding another two. Chav beis b'makom delo efsher. Hainu delo efsher likros shlosha ki im shnayim mishum desalik in yana. There are certain cases where he would not be able to read another three. He could only read another two because the section comes to a close. Delo efsher klal havodum depar achak. Here we're talking about that type of low efsher, meaning a low efsher because the section comes to a close. Not a low efsher klal, not where it's intrinsically not possible, because that would be more similar to the Pare HaChag case, which we're going to get to at the end. V'im lav, shalo kara shlosho b'makom de'efsher lo likro shlosho. If he didn't read through psukim, even though he could have. O shalo kara shnayim b'makom da'ya efsher lo al koponim likro shnayim. Or he didn't read two, in a case where he could have at least read two. So then chav dalet, eino olam in aminyin, he doesn't count. So let's infer from this language. Eino olam in aminyin. Milashon zeh, from this formulation, mashma. So it's implied, de'in isur bedover. There's no prohibition to repeat that which was already read. It just doesn't count. It doesn't register. The Mechaber here is following his shita that there is no prohibition to repeat previous psukim. However, the Rama says no, there would be an isur to repeat previous psukim when otherwise not necessary. What's the case? It's Chol HaMoed Sukkis. The Harevi'i Chozer V'Korei Mashakaru HaKohen V'Halevi. The Revi'i is going to repeat what the Kohen and the Levi already read. Mishum Delo Efsher Likros Lefanav Mashainu Mi'inyanu Shalyom. The Revi'i is not able to read beyond what was already read because it wouldn't be relevant to that day. For the Parei HaChag, you only read the Psukim that are relevant for that day. And there's only three psukim in each paragraph for each day. There's only three psukim, so that's why he would have to go back and read what was already read. In that case, again, as I said before, it's really like intrinsically not possible to do otherwise, according to the Mechaber Shita. Okay, tomorrow we will continue with Simon Kuf Lamed Ches Bezras Hashem. Have a wonderful day.